broadcasting live from the beautiful Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa in Young Harris, Georgia, 2016 Business Writers Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, and we are enjoying our time here at the Business Writers Conference 2016 at the Brasstown Valley Resort. Stone, the sausage biscuits are, smell is in the air, the coffee's brewing.
The smell is in the air, the sausage is not on the plate. I did get a half a cup of coffee, and then we had a marvelous conversation to kick it off just a little while ago, so I don't want to make you nervous, but kind of a hard act to follow. She was fantastic.
That's terrific.
But I know you're going to do a great job. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from ROI Institute Canada, Miss Suzanne Schell. How are you?
I'm great. Great. It's lovely to be here in these mountains.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, came from Canada. It's a long way.
That's not that far. That's not that far. If I flew direct, it'd probably be a two-hour flight.
And what'd you do? You didn't fly direct?
Oh, I had to go through another city.
So you're having a whole tour of the country.
Yeah.
A little bit. So now you're here at the Business Writers Conference, and what is your role here?
I'm a participant.
Participant?
Yes. Finally, for maybe a couple of years now, participating at a conference instead of working at a conference or teaching.
And then, so what are you looking to get out of this conference?
Everything I can about writing, whether it's writing books or writing articles. I do a lot of writing, and actually partnering with the ROI Institute and Jack Phillips to write a book in the next maybe 2 months, I think, we're
launching. So have you ever written a book?
I have never written a book.
Oh, so this is the first time. So coming to this conference is a good way to kind of learn about the ins and outs of going through the process.
That's right. And the whole it is a process. There's the process of writing the book,
right.
Process of editing the book, process of finding a publisher. The whole business is a whole, it's complicated.
Right.
So this conference is going to sort that out.
And then did you go through the boot camp?
I've been through the boot camp, but it wasn't here. I went through that boot camp maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
So last night you got in, or yesterday,
I got in yesterday afternoon.
And so today you're excited about the sessions?
I am.
Is there anything you're looking forward to more than others?
I'm really looking forward to the first session. And she's talking about making money with books.
Yeah, you like that.
Well, there's an idea.
I don't really want to write a book to make money with. I mean, that would be great, but it's more of a resource and a credibility thing for me. But her whole approach is kind of exciting. She's a coach, a writer's coach.
Uh-huh.
And I think people that aren't writers full-time, they need that. They need coaching. They need pushing.
So topic for this book that you've got planned, can you tell us a little about it?
It's the value of motivation, actually. It comes out of my past. I used to do a lot of work in the rewards and recognition, employee recognition mm-hmm. space. That's where I met the ROI Institute. And that's how it spooled up that I became the Canadian partner of the ROI Institute. But measuring the value in the ROI of investing in employee recognition and incentive programs is what the book's going to do for that industry.
How about a quick tip on incenting people? What's some good strategies or some low-hanging fruit that anybody can implement?
Well, the real basic one is just treat your employees well, incentivizing them with a thank you and a pat on the back and say good work.
So appreciation.
Huge.
Just human to human. Thank you.
That's
good
right.
job. That goes a long way.
I like what you're doing. Yeah. Learning how to say thank you very effectively is a good skill to acquire.
Well, and I suspect in a lot of cases it's really more powerful than some of the more superficial may not be fair, but the more tangible stuff like you win the trip or but a sincere expression of gratitude from the person whom is, likely my mentor in some ways.
Yeah.
That means a lot, doesn't it?
I can tell you a little story that ties into that.
Well, please do.
I had a client that ran a large business, and they had the trip for the top salespeople, the motivational trip
right.
for
the one you see in all the movies.
Yeah.
the Glengarry Glen Ross trip.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And the girl that won it, I knew her well. When the top salesperson in Canada got to go on the trip, but she wasn't allowed to take her husband.
Mm-hmm.
she thought it'd be really nice to have this big celebration. She's going to be up on the stage to have her there, but no. They gave her a little trophy, and they had this little canned speech. She said it was very disappointing. Mm. She's glad her husband didn't go. But here's the meat of it. She said, that meant nothing to me because all year long, nobody even says hello or thank you to me throughout the year. So if you don't have those tender moments all the way through the year, the trip is just, what?
It's almost a negative, right?
It is.
It can de-incentivize the person for next year.
That's right.
It's like, why bother going through this? If
that's right. I'll just be mediocre and not. So
this is probably a little unfair to ask, but I'm going to anyway, you know, because it's my show. Is it intimidating at all to be writing a book kind of in collaboration with or in the same ecosystem as somebody like a Jack Phillips? I mean, this guy has put out an awful lot of books. Or is that all outweighed by the guidance that you're going to get and you know you're going to get a good product together?
Exactly. I trust him. I've known him for over 8 years now and work closely with him because I'm a partner in the Institute. He's got a process to write books that makes it easy for me. My content will come from my experience in that motivational space.
Right.
And the ROI methodology I know well, and he certainly does too. So he'll be more of he will be an asset for this. I couldn't write this book without him. So.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more about your work in Canada, is there a website for you there?
Yeah. It's ROIinstituteCanada.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you guys.
And have fun at the conference, and maybe we'll do a post-game report.
Yeah.
And find out what you felt like you got out of the conference.
Well, good. And it's great to have you here. It's super.
That's a lot of fun. All right. Okay. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Conference 2016.